Mark Levin, red-handed is bulletproof, unbelievable, Peter Schweizer is a national treasure. By Robert Krajicek on January 26, 2022. Peter Schweizer's red-handed, how American elites get rich helping China win is bulletproof and unbelievable. Mark Levin said on Tuesday's episode of his eponymous radio program in an interview with the author. Levin praised Schweizer, president of the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and host of Drill Down, as a superhero and national treasure for his years of research in governmental and political corruption. Peter Schweizer goes through this like hot knife through butter, Levin stated. Schweizer and Guy really do an unbelievable job, he added. Levin remarked. Red-handed is bulletproof. It is immune to the usual kinds of attacks, which is why you're not going to be popular on most of these Sunday shows or news platforms, because they don't want to hear about it, because they've thrown in, too, the book is red-handed. Peter Schweizer is the superhero of the book. This is a no-holds-barred book that exposes the ugly underbelly of the corporatists, of entertainment, of academia, of politics, of the media, and how Communist China has made significant inroads in all these areas, buying power and influence. Levin and Schweizer highlighted former President Donald Trump's departure from the prior status quo of presidents seeking economic and political accommodation with China. Schweizer said, Donald Trump is really the first president in more than a generation who really reconstituted American foreign policy with regard to China. He completely changed the conversation in a positive way. Donald Trump has changed that debate, and hopefully, he has changed it for good. Levin speculated that the Chinese Communist Party's corruption of American institutions detailed in red-handed, including academia, the entertainment and sports industries, politics, and technology companies, was a primary driver of coordinated institutional opposition to Trump's presidency. He asked, could this be one of the main reasons why these entities, why they kind of ganged up, and they had an overlapping laser-like focus on the destruction or the removal of Donald Trump? Because Congress, the Bush dynasty, the corporatists and their love affair with the communist Chinese regime, whereas Donald Trump, as you point out, is the first to put his foot down. Schweizer replied, I think that is absolutely a component of it. Adding that broad institutional coordination in the campaign to remove Trump from the White House was partly a function of a globalist world order hostile to the concept of national sovereignty.